Greetings and salutations. It is Wednesday. And it's me, Sesuke. Of course you knew that because you pushed the play button. You know, I'm listening to the song Gone, Gone, Gone. I think it's Phillips. And I was listening to the words. And the laws of attraction came into my head. Because I'm trying to change. Oh, and a shout out to Paul. It starts with an L. I don't know how to say it. I'm terrible with names. Pronunciation, I am. But anyway, for all the comments and support and Tap Gold and everybody else who's left comments and DMs for me. Anyway, I was talking about change and how people, you know, Paul had mentioned, you know, when you're in your 30s, you're pretty much, you know, kind of set. Well, you figure your personality is set by the time, I can't remember what, is it five or is it, I can't remember my child development. Anyway, but you can change, you know, patterns and behaviors. And the laws, the whole theory of law of attraction, the laws of attraction or the law of attraction. Anyway, you attract what you put out there. Now, if this is true, I want to know, how do I fix it so that I'm not attracting alcoholic people in my life? Because I was, like I said, I was listening to the song, and it took me back to two people that stick out far, stick out in my head, in my mind. And one was a 7-year relationship after I got divorced with someone I had gone to school with, high school. And by the time we were in my 20s, 25, no, yeah. He was already a raging, full-blown alcoholic and drug addict, and I can't, you know, he did play the lottery. And 7 years, but we never lived together. We never, you know, like, dated, so to speak. And I mean, he said that he loved me, but I knew his family wasn't of an open mind where you could marry someone like me, and that being Mexican. Then there was somebody else I met online. We got to be really good friends, and our friendship lasted 7 years. Let's see. I haven't heard from him. It just got sporadically further and further apart. So I'd say last year, I think, around our friendship anniversary, because I was in Georgia. I'd say 7 years. The last two out of those seven were just like I said, sporadic. But he was an alcoholic. I mean, he admitted, you know, he was an alcoholic, and he had been sober for a while, and then he fell off the wagon when his father passed away, and his daughter ran off, and well, she got pregnant and then ran off. And but I was thinking the whole laws of attraction. And then I have my beloved, who is the total opposite of the chaotic world of an addict. And I guess because if that's true, then I had made up my mind what I wanted at that time and what I was looking for. And but I want to know, why? Why do people, why do the alcoholics, do I have the word victim or sucker written over my forehead? And the one thing that they all had in common is they said that I was fun. I was fun to hang out with. I was like a non-committal, non-pressure person. I want to know, because I don't want people like this in my life anymore. I realized after I talked long time with my beloved, because he's my sounding board, and he's the one where I joke and I say, you know, I just emotionally vomit all over him, verbally, emotionally vomit all over him, so that I don't carry it around. And he just sits there and listens like, you know, a counselor. And then he'll give me his opinion. And he was saying, crap, now what was the point of that? He did say my friend probably has had enough of me for a few days. But he and my beloved said, you know, the same thing, that I am fun to be around, that, you know, you're never bored. Oh, I know. After I said everything, I said, I realized something. How much effort goes into that chaotic lifestyle? How much drama and emotional energy gets put in those kind of relationships, whether it's a friendship or spouse, you know, any family member, anything. It's just so draining. Because after I did my audio boom last night, I went to bed. Normally, if I was all well rested, I probably would have had insomnia, because I just can't function like that. It takes me a few days to get acclimated to sleeping by myself. Not that I don't like it, but, you know. But anyway, where's my thought going again? Damn it. Then I went to sleep. And when I woke up, it was 4:30 in the morning. I never woke up in the course of the night. And I woke up in the same position I fell asleep in. And I realized how exhausted I was, how drained I am. Because I can go back. I think I could go home on my way home now and go back to sleep. And I realized why, you know, the alcoholics or the drug addicts, that why they crash, why, you know, they'll run for days, a week, and then they just pass out from exhaustion. But it's so crazy. And I thought, God, imagine being married to one. But with my friend, I think he wasn't expecting me to call him out on the game playing. And I don't think he realized, you know, that he was trying to pit me against or somebody else. And I said, you know, that's how I know that you're having sex with this ugly, toothless. I said, that's the stuff, you know, we used to make fun of dudes who were, you know, going out with the crack whores. And I says, and now you're trying to pit one against me? No. So I think he was just really shocked that I knew the game, and that I called him on it. And going back to the laws of attraction, I just, what do I put out there? But these people, the two I've known since we were in school, the one I met online, because, you know, I'm going to have to continue this because I'm running out of time. So, ending part one, and I'll continue with part two in a second. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum.